Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. You'll hardly notice that it'll take another $5 to buy your snowmobile trail permit this year. Permits go on sale October 1st. Ontario Federation of Snowmobile Club CEO Ryan Eckmeyer says it's the first increase since 2018, with costs rising every year.
We're conservatively looking at about a $400,000 increase in revenue as a result of the permit increase. And all of that money has already been committed back into the trail network.
OFSC members are responsible for 30,000 kilometers of trails. That's roughly three quarters of the way around the equator. Eight COVID-19 cases in our region are considered resolved. That brings the currently active number to 17. The Porcupine Health Unit has no newly diagnosed cases to report today either. The province added 564 today and 581 on the holiday yesterday. Almost 70% of them are in unvaccinated people or with people with an unknown vaccination status. 22% are in the fully vaccinated. We know that it's not always possible to catch our 4 and 5 o'clock newscasts, with life being particularly busy at those times of the day. That's why we now have a daily podcast of our 5 o'clock news. It drops by about 5:05 and can be found by clicking on the newscast button near the top of our website. Federal Liberal leader Justin Trudeau says we should be proud that politicians can walk down the street in Canada and not worry about being attacked. However, he says campaign events need to adjust to make sure people are safe. The incumbent Prime Minister's comments come after an incident last night in London, Ontario, where gravel was thrown at him by protesters. Both Conservative leader Aaron O'Toole and NDP chief Jagmeet Singh have denounced the actions. They're calling for peaceful protests that still allow campaign events to go ahead. Finally, this afternoon, Timmins history time again and the beginning of education in the area during the 1910s. Museum director curator Karen Bachman says small buildings went up in Timmins, Schumacher, South Porcupine, and Porcupine to teach the children of mining camp pioneers.
They didn't always stay in school. A lot of them didn't have the opportunity to stay much because kids at that time worked and helped with family things and weren't necessarily always ready or sent off to do schooling the way that we do it today.
A two-room school that predates Central School on the site of today's 101 Mall was the first in Timmins itself. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimminsnow.com.